Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
With Car Guru's Discover, you can skip the filters and describe what you're looking for in your own words. Simply type what you want, and Car Guru's Discover instantly surfaces real listings that match your exact needs. It's no wonder Car Guru's is the number one most visited car shopping site, according to SimilarWeb's estimated traffic data. Buy or sell your next car today with Car Guru's at CarGurus.com. Go to CarGurus.com to make sure your big deal is the best deal. That's CarGurus.com. CarGurus.com.
Snazzy Blaine comes in and introduces them to the fashion editor, Olivia, who is going to critique their work outfits. What?
I know. It's like, welcome to your job. We're going to size you up and judge your outfit and make you feel bad.
We're going to redress you because you look horrible.
The way I would have been bawling my eyes out if I worked hard on my outfit and someone critiqued it the second I got to work.
Yeah.
Like, no. Hello and welcome to season 4 of Millennial TV Podcast. I am so excited for this season. We are finally starting the show that inspired all of this in the first place, The Hills. Yay!
Woohoo! With its own subreddit.
Yes. Reddit. If you are a regular listener, hello. Thank you for tuning in again. And if you're new here, my name is Candace, and I am a Northern California born and raised Taylor Swift loving theater geek who is also painfully obsessed with reality TV. And I started this podcast almost 2 years ago by reaching out on Reddit to see if anyone would be interested in recapping The Hills with me. And I was so lucky to find two co-host soulmates in Adrian and Liz. And I'm so happy because we're finally fulfilling this goal. And I have been absolutely loving recapping Laguna Beach seasons 1 through 3. And if you haven't listened to those, you should go back and do that because it was a wild ride. And I can't wait to get into The Hills and everything else that our season 4 has in store. But before we get into it, for those of you who don't already know them, I'm going to introduce my co-host to you. Liz, let's start with you. Tell them all about you.
Okay. So I'm Liz. I was born and raised in Michigan, but I've lived in California for 20 years now. I live in San Diego right now, but I did live in Los Angeles for a few years when I first moved out here. That's where I met my husband. We met in Los Angeles when we went to film school, and we've been married for 12 years now. I have 2 daughters, Sloan and Charlie, who are 8 and 5. I also have 2 cats, Jude and Max, and they are 16 and 12. And I'm the editor of the podcast. I'm a huge movie person, theme park junkie, and I'm also obsessed with reality TV. So co-hosting and editing this podcast has been amazing. It's brought me so much joy over the last year and a half, and I'm so excited to finally get into The Hills and see where this takes us.
Okay, Adrian, let's talk about you.
So I'm Adrian. I live in Vancouver, Canada. And so it's super cool to do this podcast with two of these ladies who are like my American friends. Like, how cool is it to say that? And I also love reality TV, loved everything that was like playing on MTV back in the day, to America's Next Top Model, watch Amazing Race, now watching Love is Blind, all that good stuff. And it's just such a good time every single week when we come together to talk about our like favorite throwback show, The Hills, Laguna Beach, all things in this world. Like, we love it so much. And if you guys are Laguna fans that didn't catch our seasons 1 to 3, you should go back and listen, plug, because we actually did interview a bunch of cast members that gave us a bunch of new information. So you will love it. And hopefully we will be able to do the same with The Hills.
Yes. Fingers crossed.
Yes.
And just to mention, because this is our season 4 premiere, we are doing video, so you can go to YouTube right now and watch us. And don't forget, you can follow us on Instagram at MillennialTEAV and subscribe to our YouTube at MillennialTV Podcast. And we're also available anywhere you podcast, including Spotify and Apple Music.
But you guys, the Hills, we're here. It's happening right now.
I cannot believe it.
It's insane. Ooh,
and I said this before, but I put on this little jacket because the Hills is all about fashion, darlings. Okay, it's not the tank tops, not the UGG boots that they were wearing in Laguna. We are over that. We are now in LA. The city is bright. The lights are bright. And we are stepping into Hollywood town. So that is why I have this on.
Okay? I love Adrian wore like a full, like fluffy coat. Like she's like working it. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, I wore my, this is how much of a nerd I am. I wore my Book Boys Give Me Butterflies t-shirt for the night. Like I am not.
Oh my gosh.
Like, I was not trying to dress to impress. Meanwhile, later I'm going to be like, that outfit? And like, what am I wearing? Jeez. Okay. Yeah. So Adrian wins fashion for the night.
Yes. For sure.
This whole season, we should share photos of ourselves, by the way, if we've like emulated any of their outfits or have like been inspired by them. It's just going to be so much fun.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because Lauren was the trendsetter, I feel
she
like.
Honestly, oh, yeah. You guys, literally watching this episode, it felt like putting a warm blanket on. I freaking love this show. Like, it just felt so good, especially after like Laguna Beach season 3. Like,
it's yes.
Like, it's almost like getting a bad taste out of your mouth. That sounds so bad because I didn't hate it that much. But, like, it's almost just like, oh, okay, the fashion's good.
Yep.
And we're, like, just happy to be here. Like, it's yes. so – it's, like, refreshing. It's, like,
back to Lauren.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, my God. Back to my girl. I know. So it felt really good. As I'm watching it, I'm like, oh, just relief, you know? Like
– Same.
Same. Yeah.
Felt so good. So – I actually forgot that the very first episode of The Hills starts in Laguna Beach, kind of. So it starts off with an intro scene, and it's Lauren, and she's in her Laguna Beach house packing her big pink suitcase that we all know and love. And she introduces herself and tells us that she grew up in Laguna Beach, a small town with big drama. And we're like, yeah, girl, duh. We know. We just watched 3 seasons of All Your Buds in your hometown, so we know about the big drama. She says, now it's time for her to move on. She's got an apartment with her good friend, Heidi. She's going to fashion school, and she even scored an interview for an internship with Teen Vogue. And Lauren says, this is my chance to make it happen in the one city where they say dreams come true. Oh, it's so good.
So good.
It's so good.
I mean, they were so good at reeling you in. You're already in for the ride before it even starts.
And I feel like everything she said about LA, I feel like a lot of people moved to LA because of this show, because of how great they painted the city. And I certainly was one of them. I never actually did it, but like, it's always been my dream. And if I like thought back to why I felt that way, it is this show.
Yes.
Yeah.
And if I didn't mention, this is the first episode of season 1, new city, new drama. I mean, I love it. It's perfect. I wish that I could talk to whoever named the episodes, because as I was looking through them, I'm like, oh my God, it's...
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
So good. Like, it's so good.
The titles are so good.
Yes, yeah. The titles are so good. And you just remember, like, all the things that are going to happen, and you get so excited. It was so hard for me not to keep watching.
Same.
Me too.
I have held off on rewatching the show for the entire time we've been doing this podcast in anticipation of this moment. So I was like, oh, I just want to like binge watch the whole season, but I can't do it yet. So I watched mine on Paramount Plus. Did you guys watch your DVDs?
I watched my DVD.
Mine's in the mail. Okay.
Okay.
I watched it on CTV.
Okay. So on Paramount Plus, there was no theme song.
Oh, no.
No.
I know. Okay,
that was
know.
One of the best things about it was having all of the original music, like watching it today, because I hated how Paramount Plus, like, they took out all the music and put in, like, elevator music for Laguna Beach.
So they didn't even have Natasha Bedingfield's song?
No. It literally it didn't even have, like, the theme song at all. It just said, The Hills. And then it, like, went into the episode.
Oh my gosh. Okay, that's the best part. So, like, the theme song just feels so good. I feel like every millennial person that hears this song thinks about The Hills. Like, that's what I think. Mm-hmm. And, like, knows all of the words to the song. Mm-hmm. It's wonderful.
It was upsetting. And I was hoping that, like, was The Hills against, like, the LA backdrop or whatever. But I was, like, I was like, they're going to pop it in, like, later. It's going to come in. And it never did. And I was so devastated.
Man.
Like, I was like, I wanted to sing.
I know.
I was so excited.
I watched the whole thing because every single season they change, like, the clips of the girls when they show their names. So I was like, I'm going to watch it every time and just, like, fully soak it in, because the next season it's going to be a whole different thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's one of the things, like, shows don't do anymore is a theme song.
I know.
Song.
It's true.
I love the same theme song, I feel like, for several seasons.
I honestly loved it so much. Every show, even, like, the drama shows that we were watching back then had it. But what sucks is now when you try to watch those shows, they always replace it with some generic bullshit.
And if you watch on Netflix these days, they literally have the button to, like, skip intro. And I feel like we're also guilty of doing it. We don't watch the intros anymore. But this was a time where you were forced to watch it and you enjoyed every single moment.
Yeah.
Yep.
So I'm so pumped that my DVDs are in the mail so I can watch my theme song and be so happy. So the first scene, classic, it's Lauren arriving to the Hillside Villas, and that is the very first apartment building that Lauren and Heidi live in, and we see her pulling into the building, suitcases in tow, in her BMW with the top down, and she gets out of the car, and she's wearing cropped, ripped capris, a tank top, flip-flops, and a classic LC ponytail, and my heart was just like, ugh. This is so refreshing after the kind of style we were seeing in Laguna Beach season 3. I was like, even her, like, travel outfit is cute. Like, yes. I can't. It's so cute. So Lauren finds Heidi lounging by the pool, the absolutely freaking gorgeous pool that I would sell my freaking soul for. My God, this apartment building was my dream in life, you guys. Lauren hugs Heidi and asks if she's all moved in, and Heidi laughs and says, no, I didn't do anything. I'm irritated already by her attitude, and I forgot how much I disliked her when I first watched this show, and then I remembered how badly they set her up.
they painted her so badly.
So badly. I was like, oh my God, it's really bad. Like, no wonder nobody liked her.
Yeah.
It was so bad. You almost feel bad for her, because I'm sure, like, it wasn't quite that bad.
Well, it's typical, like, 19-year-old behavior.
That's
I feel like.
That's true.
You know?
Yeah.
True.
Lauren
true.
Was just, like, very responsible
so
for her age. But, like, Heidi was, like, a free spirit. Yeah. She's young. She's immature still. But that's so normal for that age.
Yes, it is. And I mean, it gives her a really bad edit, you know? It just does.
Totally. Very bad.
But yeah, I really didn't like her when I first watched this show. Did you guys have an opinion on Heidi when you first watched, or were you just kind of in for the ride?
I think I felt that she was, like, irresponsible. Like, I think that was my sentiment when I watched it. I feel a bit differently now, but we can talk about it. But I felt she was, like, careless back then.
I felt the same way. Yeah. And I feel like with what happens at the end of this episode, it really set her up to be like,
it did.
You know, you guys know what I'm trying to say. Yeah.
Oh, so, yeah.
Yeah.
And Lauren gives her this look that is literally like, I want to shoot you.
Yes.
And I immediately thought of Adrian. And it's so funny because I was like, this is like Adrian and me dynamic. Like, Adrian would want to kill me if I did not set up our apartment and I got there first.
Wouldn't everyone? Come on. If I caught you lounging by the pool in your cute bikini, being all cute, and I'm like, oh my God, I just drove 2 hours to come to LA. Did you do anything? And you said no, I'd be like, No, I'm just kidding.
I would at least cook you dinner or something. I wouldn't like completely, but yeah, it was. I just laughed because I was like, Adrian, for some reason, I was like, Adrian would be so pissed.
Facts.
Yeah. So Lauren chastises her and Heidi says, well, I thought it should be something we do together, like a bonding thing. So then Lauren just says she wants to see her apartment, and Heidi makes Lauren close her eyes and she leads her into the apartment, and it's gorgeous because it's freaking LA. And I would love to know how much they paid for those apartments at that time, or if they were paying for it at all, or if MTV was footing the bill.
Liz, do you have a, like, what year did you live in LA?
I lived there in 2008. I lived in a two-bedroom apartment that I had a roommate with, and we paid $1,500 a month.
Each.
No, we split that.
All together.
Oh, okay.
But,
oh, yeah, that's really bad. Good. Yeah.
But we lived in, I mean, for today. yeah, but we lived in not where Lauren's lives. You know what I mean? Like the apartment.
No pool.
Yeah, exactly.
So for reference, Kelsey's sister lives in a really, really nice apartment building. And it's similar to the Hills to the point where when I first walked in, I was like, this reminds me of Lauren and Heidi's first apartment. And like the pool and everything. It's gorgeous. And they, right now, those apartments are going for like almost $4,000 a month.
That sounds about right.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's in Northern California. So I can't imagine SoCal.
I would imagine they were probably paying like $2,500 a month in 2006 or whenever this was, you know.
So, yeah. And I actually think they had a 3-bed.
Oh, did they?
Because Holly lived there too.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah. There's some like behind the scenes and stuff that we'll see in the DVD, I think, but it's been revealed that this whole time they were shooting that Holly lived in this apartment.
Oh my gosh. I had no idea. I never heard that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. It was the three of them, but they just didn't like edit her in.
So there's this red wall in the living room and Lauren gushes about it. And this apartment is spacious and gorgeous. It's the apartment of my dreams. They talk about how big of a couch they're going to need and getting a fire pole because there's a spiral staircase. And Lauren runs upstairs to see the bedrooms, and Heidi asks her what time her Vogue interview is, and Lauren says, 5 o'clock. And Heidi asks how she's going to do her hair, and Lauren says, normal. And I thought that was really funny, like, okay. So Lauren's phone rings, and it's Teen Vogue telling her that the person she's interviewing with has an event tonight, and she needs to be there in 20 minutes to interview. Disaster.
That's insane.
So like, set up though. Come on.
Yeah,
TV.
I know. And in LA, you can't get anywhere in 20
minutes.
Yeah,
there's no way.
Yeah. I'm like, no
Unless
way.
Unless it
no
was
how.
Like right down the street from her apartment. Yeah.
So Lauren immediately panics and starts getting ready, and Heidi's helping her shift through her luggage to find an outfit, and I was dying. She just, like, is throwing shoes.
That was so funny.
I know. And then Lauren does this wonderful thing with her flat iron and starts ironing her skirt with it and says, well, it irons my hair. I used to do that all the time, though, after I saw that. I used
really?
To
iron I still
my
do.
T-shirts with it. Yeah.
I still do.
Don't do that, though, if you put product in your hair.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I ruined many a shirt that way. So it has to be like a fresh flat iron, okay?
Yes.
Yeah, that was iconic. I remember that being like a big deal. And just you take so many things from this show, like flat ironing your skirt, the fashion, the hair, like everything. It's so interesting to think about this time in life.
What do we think of Lauren's like interview outfit?
So she's wearing like sunglasses and a tank top and like a pencil skirt. And I remember thinking how chic she looked for getting ready in 10 minutes. But I wouldn't wear that to interview.
Yeah, I wasn't crazy about the pencil skirt specifically. I don't know.
Yeah.
I would have thrown like a blazer on.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think that that would have like made it like
put
perfect.
It all together. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. But then like the bare arms. And I mean, like, that's not even that scandalous. But to an interview, like, I just wouldn't do that.
I wouldn't wear a tank top to an interview ever. But honestly, people wear whatever they freaking want to interviews these days. Like, we're interviewing at my job right now. And honestly, people wear tank tops, shorts.
My gosh.
Really?
Yeah. And I'm like,
that's crazy.
I'm like, my mom would literally murder me. if I showed up at an interview in a tank top and shorts. Like, I just would never do that. So I don't know. The standards are different these days. So Lauren leaves, and then we hear Heidi say, "I'll be by the pool if you need anything," because she's still not going to pack, I guess. And then I laughed because she shuts the door and there's a huge mic pack hanging off the back of her little jean skirt. Mm-hmm. So then we see Lauren arriving at Teen Vogue offices and she looks really nervous and she's directed to Lisa Love's office.
Lisa Love. Yes. Oh my God. When yes. I saw her, I was like, oh my God, I forgot that she was the season's boss.
Yeah.
Yes.
But I loved her.
Me too.
The only thing I can think of when I see her is, you'll always be the girl who didn't go to Paris.
I know. Mm-hmm. I know. Like, it's kind
of
scary.
Yes. She's very scary.
So Lauren's introduced to Lisa Love and the phone rings and Lisa asks Lauren to hold on for a moment while she takes the phone call. And Lauren just kind of looks around the office and we're greeted with an array of 2000s prom fashion as she looks mm-hmm. around this Teen Vogue office. And then so Lisa gets off the phone and she asks Lauren, why Teen Vogue? And I would shit my pants at that moment. Like, I don't know, because MTV told me to come here.
I love Teen Vogue.
Because I like it.
Yeah. So Lauren says, because she's read the magazine for years and she loved Teen Vogue because that's where she gets her ideas for everything, which I thought was a pretty good answer.
Mm-hmm. Wait, I thought that she answered pretty badly.
Did oh, you? Really? I mean, I thought it was okay for being on the spot.
Yeah. The way that she delivered it, it was like, well, I love Vogue. I love Teen Vogue. It has fashion and I love reading because it has issues.
That's true. Yeah. She's the way like, she said it.
And every magazine has like an issue.
Yeah.
Important to teens.
Yes, exactly.
I mean, she tried. I don't know. Like, it wasn't as bad as it could have been.
It wasn't, if it was totally. Heidi, it would be
yeah,
much worse.
It wasn't like, Heidi, yeah, is it what wasn't I'm
like,
saying.
Like, it wasn't like Emily the intern.
No,
know?
No, not at all. So then my favorite part of the interview happens. Lisa asks Lauren if she can write. And Lauren says, can I? Yeah. And Lisa asks again, you can? And Lauren says, yeah. And Lisa asks, good? And Lauren says, well, I enjoyed writing. I mean, it is a really awkward question, like, also because she doesn't want to write, I'm sure.
Right.
So, like, that's, I mean, then what do you say? Like, no, I can't.
Just lie. Yes, I'm a really good writer. I love writing, especially when it comes to fashion.
I know. I felt so bad for her, though, because she's even like, can I? Yeah. Yeah.
She even makes a face at one point.
Literally the most awkward interview on planet Earth. And we only see like a clip of it. I want to know what the whole thing was.
Yeah.
And it didn't look like it was going well, right? Yeah. Like from how awkward it was, I was like, ooh, like this is not good.
And Lauren, as we see in this next scene, Lauren does not seem impressed with her performance either. Mm-hmm. So she walks up to the poolside where Heidi and Audrina are hanging out. And it's the first time we see little Miss Audrina. And Lauren looks totally defeated from her interview. And Heidi introduces Lauren to Audrina. And Heidi says, this is my first new friend in L.A. And okay, if you're a True Hills fan, you know that Audrina was scouted for this role mm-hmm. and asked to be Lauren and Heidi's friend from the show. She has an amazing body, but I never thought of her as anything particularly special. Are you guys surprised that producers asked her to be on the show?
No, because she's hot.
Yeah.
She's in that age range and she worked, like, I'm sure she was an aspiring actress. She worked at Quixote Studios. Like, she was kind of like in that vibe, you know?
Sure.
And I just thought she was always like really pretty. So I'm like,
She's pretty, but like, I don't know. I think if I saw her hanging out by the pool, I wouldn't be like, hey, do you want to be on this show? Like, I don't know. Like, I don't think she's that pretty. If it was Kristen, I would understand, because she just looks like, you know what I mean, that she should be in Hollywood. But I don't get that vibe from Audrina.
I haven't, like, looked into that much, like, about the backstory of them, like, hiring her. Like, do we know, did she audition, I'm assuming? Or
no, it's no? in her book. I think she okay. was literally hanging out by the pool.
And like, they were just like, hey, what's was, up?
They were like, hey, yeah. do you want to be on okay. this show?
Because I'm wondering too, like, did Heidi meet her before the MTV people did? Or, you know what I mean? I just want to know, sure. like, the order of events of, like, yeah. how that all happened. So interesting.
Yeah, we'll have to look into her book a little yeah. bit more and see what she says about it. But I know, like, she was literally just hanging out and they were like, hey, mm-hmm. you're hot.
Can you imagine?
Oh, I would yeah. shit my pants. Because I obviously, like,
that's a dream.
Yeah.
Like, and you know, she probably knew who of Lauren course. Conrad was. Oh, you know what
absolutely.
I mean? I'm like, absolutely, where do I sign?
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. come on.
Well, I feel like they had a good pool to pick from because, like, everyone that was staying at this Hillside Villas mm-hmm. was, like, aspiring actors, yes. models, mm-hmm. like, singers. So, yeah. like, there were a lot of, like, hot people around at this age that were looking to come up. So
that's yes. true.
Audrina mm-hmm. was just
the she pick was just there
from all of them. Yeah.
yeah. Yeah.
And, I mean, didn't we learn from Alex M. that her and Alex H. were in this apartment
stayed
building,
here too?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. So, again, so drives me nuts that they were not invited to participate in the show.
I know.
Because it would have been so cool to see them. But
I know.
Yeah. I want the B-roll, I'm telling you. I want to find it. I know it's there somewhere.
Yeah.
So Lauren jokingly asks Heidi, having a hard day, babe? And Heidi says she's been very busy. And Lauren says, Heidi. Heidi insists that she had to make friends for them and then tells Lauren to tell them about the interview. So Lauren says she's going to be so bummed if she doesn't get it. And Heidi says that Audrina is officially adopted by them.
You know what I want to say? I think the other reason they picked Audrina is because she was a brunette.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It adds some.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It
yeah.
adds diversity, yeah. you guys.
Yeah. Diversity. Yes. Yeah. So then we are at Geisha House, which sounds very ominous, and I want to go there because it looks like they have really good sushi.
It looks really cool.
Yeah. I looked it up. They're they're not open anymore.
Aww.
I know. Sad.
Boo. We're not going to be able to do a full Hills tour, you guys. Everything's gone.
I know. The sushi did look really good there, though.
Yeah. So at Geisha House, we have Jordan, Heidi, Audrina, and David, and Brian. And Jordan is obviously Heidi's boyfriend. And we see everyone having sushi, and Heidi asks David how many nights he works, and David tells them all that he works 40 hours a week. And Jordan says, holy full time. And then Jordan says, I just really don't like working. Like, what were you people doing if not working? I'm so confused. You're eating like $1 million sushi right now. Ugh, that really irked me. I'm like, I work 40 hours and it sucks.
Mm-hmm. And we also can't live like them. Like, they're going out to the clubs, to dinners every single
and
day.
They're just
every
not night. Working.
Yeah.
Who's paying for this? I mean, obviously MTV, but like, who's paying for this in
not
their
for
lives?
Not these guys, though.
Yeah. Probably not these guys.
I mean, I'm sure they paid. They're at Geisha House now, so that's probably paid for because they're filming.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know.
Because I know for other reality shows like Teen Mom, every single time they go out to eat and they're filming, the bill gets picked up.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
If they're filming, yeah.
I feel like on the Hills, and maybe this is just my bitter ass, but all these like aspiring like actors that don't work, I'm like, they must have come from rich families.
They had to have. They're not working in LA. Yes, they had to have.
Well, yeah. I'd actually love to ask Jordan and Brian how they mm-hmm. were affording their lifestyle.
Totally.
Yes.
Because that would be really interesting.
Yeah. Yeah.
So Lauren says, guys, you know people do have full-time jobs. Crazy thought. Way out there. And Brian says, he has a full-time job. He goes out every night. I know. It makes me so mad.
I know.
So then they muse on whether or not Lauren is going to get the job at Teen Vogue and if they would leave her hanging or not. And they tell her not to worry about it and that she'll get it.
I love this vibe of them going out to sushi on like a weekday. I'm like, I so wish that that were me.
Yes.
But again, I had no money. Okay. Yes.
Like zero money at this age. Like,
yeah.
It was barely like I was eating ramen and Easy Mac at this age. Like,
and they're also dressed so nicely. They look nice. So, oh my God, what a dream.
And you know, they went out and bought a bunch of drinks that night. And you know what I mean? Like,
this was not the end of the night.
No. So the next scene, we see Lauren and Heidi registering for school. and they're sitting at FIDM waiting to register. And Heidi says, I can't wait to start going out more. What? Like, not I can't wait to sign up for classes. Yeah. I can't wait to start school. I can't wait to start going out more. So Lauren says, I know, but as soon as we start school, it's going to be hard because we're going to be busy. And Heidi says, crap, school gets in the way of everything. I'm already like ready to finish. Poor Heidi. She just wanted to play. She wanted to party. Mm-hmm. So Lauren and Heidi meet the administrator, Susan. Well, she takes Lauren back first, and she starts off by telling Lauren that they're proud of her for having a 3.6, and she asks her how she likes her major of product development. Lauren says she likes it so far, and it's definitely where her interest is. And she asks about her interview at Teen Vogue, and Susan is like, it's a great opportunity. A lot of kids would die for that.
Isn't this so weird, though?
Yeah.
That someone pulls you in to be like, I'm so proud of your 3.6. Like, no one at my university did that to me.
And yeah. They're, like, registering, but, like, they're not really doing anything.
Yeah. Like, yeah, wouldn't they already be registered if she's, like, signed up for everything? Yeah.
See, remember we saw behind the scenes on season 2's DVD that Lauren and her dad came to fit them?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I can't remember if it was Susan that was in that clip. Or it was, like, a man.
I think it was a guy.
It was a guy.
Yeah.
And I think Lauren was already taking classes at FIDM. She just moved to L.A.
Ah.
Like, because she says, we're so proud of you for having a 3.6
already. Was that high school grade or no?
No. She's talking about college classes. So I thought she was already taking classes there. And then she had just actually moved now. And then they were just putting the scene in there to, like, put it all together like they're registering. I don't know.
I see.
But that's why it feels so awkward. Because she already has a major, and she asks her how she likes that major.
And she's totally like, so you have an interview at Teen Vogue? Must be nice.
Susan's all jealous.
Yeah. Susan's like, I've been here for 50 years, and I haven't gotten an interview at Teen Vogue.
I do love, though, that Lauren, so, like, she must know that she got this opportunity because of MTV, but she acts like she's so grateful for it, and she knows how great of an opportunity it is. She doesn't act like she's like, I got this all by my own.
She never took it for granted.
I liked. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I appreciated that.
Yeah.
And she never, like, gloats about it. She's never, like, showing off. Yeah.
We love a humble Lauren. Okay. Oh, we love it.
Because you know that this would not be Kristen.
No.
No.
So next is Heidi. And she starts off saying, she never went to school, never did anything, just went shopping and hung out. I can't even. Like, do you guys think any of that was real or MTV told her to say that? Like, I have no idea because it seems so Heidi. But at the same time, like, that's insane to say in a school interview.
Yeah.
I feel like she is so real and she's not filtering herself at all that, like, I actually think it's real. I think she's maybe playing up her, like, ditziness and all this, but, like, I feel like it is her.
Yeah, I feel like she doesn't realize how ridiculous and immature she sounds.
I never went to school. I never did anything.
This whole episode, I was like, why are you even here at this school? Why did you register at all? Like, it's so bizarre.
Who paid for you to come here?
This whole interview, I'm cringing. Like, I'm poor dying. Susan. So Susan is like, have you looked at the curriculum? And Heidi's like, no. And Susan says, okay, well, what are your goals? And Heidi says, PR. I want to be the fun party girl in LA. And, like, okay, I also, that was, like, my dream was to be a PR person. Honestly,
me
it was.
Me too,
I
because
wanted
of
to
the
do
show.
PR. Yes, I wanted to do PR, but there was also a show, a really short-lived show on MTV called PR Girls.
Oh,
and I watched that show. Yes, and I desperately was like, oh my God, they just have vent plan. Like, how fun. And I just wanted to do that. So I feel Heidi 100%. I also wanted to do PR really bad. I'm a medical assistant. I did not end up doing PR, but I would still do it if anybody wants to hire me to see how it works out. I'm available.
Candace is ready.
Especially if it comes with a reality TV show.
Totally. Okay, so PR is only cool, I feel like, if you're hanging around celebrities or doing it in Hollywood.
Yeah.
Because PR everywhere else, I don't want to host a fucking baby shower. I'm sorry. I'm not doing that. So.
Or like a corporate holiday LA. Parties.
Yeah. I don't want to do. Yeah. No. I mean, it would still be fun, but not as fun.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't
I
be
want
the same.
To bump and shoulders with celebrities, okay?
I like party planning. I like, if I had the money, I would throw parties all the time.
I like it too, but like as a job, I feel like the sparkly PR job is in Hollywood. Yeah. That I'm thinking about.
Yeah.
You're right. You're right. So Susan tells her that might take a long time to get into and asks her if she might like to work in retail sales. And Heidi says, like, actually working the floor and stuff.
Like, actually working the floor and stuff.
Yeah, I don't think I could do that.
Mm-hmm. Gross.
I'm like, and then every girl who ever worked retail is like,
ugh. I know. You know? Mm-hmm.
And then Susan says, do you feel like you're in the right college? And Heidi says very confidently, yes.
Susan should have asked her if she knew what PR stood
yes.
for.
Yes. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
It is, wait, it's public relations.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right.
You're in, Candace. Oh, you're in.
Hire me. So then we're back at home with Lauren and Heidi, and they're hanging out. And Lauren gets a call, and she speaks with Blaine at Teen Vogue, who is, like, so funny. He's so serious. Like, I don't know. Yes. He was cracking me up this whole episode.
I didn't realize how much he was, like, in the episodes.
Yeah.
I didn't either.
So he tells her on the phone that it's really tough for them to make this decision, and there's not a lot of interns that they find that are ready at the age of 19. And he tells her she needs more experience to be an intern at Vogue. But that being said, Lisa really liked her and would like to offer her an internship at Teen Vogue. It was the weirdest, like, we want you at Teen Vogue ever.
It was very weird.
Yeah. No one gives feedback like that just to, like, hire you, you know?
You need more experience. But that being said.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Lauren formally accepts with a start date of tomorrow.
Also never happens. Okay.
No.
I would be so pissed, though, if I were a fashion girly at this time, just to have, like, a 19-year-old come and, like, get this amazing internship from the show.
Gosh. I was thinking
so
that.
Mad.
Could you imagine if you already worked at Teen Vogue and, like, worked your way up from the bottom
I'd
and then this
so
girl comes
angry.
In and, like, gets a cup, like, no.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
At 19, like, that's not even an age that you would get an internship at.
No.
And I'm still laughing at the start date of tomorrow. Like, like, okay. The next scene is Lauren going to work, and she shows up to the Teen Vogue offices, and she's wearing a sparkly tank top and white pants with a big black bag. And as she's waiting, in walks Miss Whitney Port.
Ooh.
She is wearing a pink dress with a brown belt. And I remember thinking, even then, that it was the ugliest outfit on earth.
No!
That pink dress, I literally cannot.
Oh my God. Okay, I didn't think it was, like, gorgeous. Like, she looked like a cowgirl.
The puppy
But I didn't
sleeves.
Think it was, like, that ugly.
Oh, I hated that dress. And the belt, pink and brown does not go together. Who told her that that went together? Oh, I hated that outfit. And I remember thinking, God, Lauren's totally going to get the interview over her or get the job over her, because I thought that they were, like, competing. And Lauren obviously thinks that too, because she's, like, sizing her up. But
I know. They sit in the armchairs and just, like, stare at each other.
Just look at each other.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they're waiting in the reception area, and Lauren is just, like, totally looking Whitney up and down. Like, it is so funny. And I doubt it was her actual look at times, because sometimes it's, like, an odd cut, but it's still hilarious. But yeah, I just remember thinking there's no way Whitney's going to, like, get this job over Lauren. And so they both get taken back to their very tiny work area with, like, makeshift desks. It literally looks like they were shoved into a back closet where they put, like, the reject clothes.
Yeah.
And I was looking at it. They don't even have nice desks or ergonomic chairs.
No, nothing.
It's so uncomfortable in there.
And then we get really awkward because they don't tell them what they're doing. They just sit them.
Yeah, they're just, like,
they don't introduce
and
them, like, nothing.
Yeah.
So very odd. So Whitney says she doesn't want to touch anything because she's not sure what she's allowed to touch yet. And Lauren accidentally turns a computer on, and Whitney's like, you're already fired.
So funny. I love Whitney.
I know. Same. It was super cute, like, them being nervous together.
It was.
So then Blaine, snazzy Blaine, comes in and introduces them to the fashion editor, Olivia, who is going to critique their work outfits. What?
I know. It's like, welcome to your job. We're going to size you up and judge your outfit and make you feel bad.
We're going to redress you because you look horrible.
It felt like a scene from The Devil Wears Prada or something. Yeah.
The way I would have been bawling my eyes out if I worked hard on my outfit and someone critiqued it the second I got to work.
Yeah.
Like, no. I worked hard on this. So Olivia puts a green jean jacket on Lauren, which I actually liked the jacket.
I did too.
Tells Whitney she's a little too matchy-matchy and that she's done the Western look. And switches out the belt for a different one, which is uglier than the original belt she had on. And Olivia says, that looks great. Just more Teen Vogue. Yeah. Would have been bawling my eyes out, but it's okay. So the girls go in to see Lisa Love, and she explains that they are representing Teen Vogue, so they need to be careful what they display to the outside world. She says, you look great, you don't behave badly, you don't do anything we would be embarrassed by. And she says, if it comes back to me, you're gonna be in trouble.
Okay, I don't know how many hours they're putting in at this place, but, like, are you serious? I'm representing Teen Vogue? We're working here for, like, what? 12 hours, maybe? Yeah.
And apparently, I have to change my clothes every time I get here.
I know. Yes. I might as well wear shit if I know I'm going to get dressed super nicely when I come here.
So, Lauren and Heidi get assigned to send out invitations for the Young Hollywood issue of Teen Vogue. And it's a big party. And they are told it's almost 500 invitations and that they have to be chic, Vogue, beautiful, down to the stamp.
Okay, but would they really make them hand address that many?
I thought the same thing. I was like, how do you know if they have good handwriting?
Yeah.
And like, I don't.
And are they writing them down?
Yes.
They were writing them by hand. And I was like, that's crazy. Mm-hmm. Like, why would they do that?
My hand would want to die.
Yeah.
So Lauren and Whitney gush over the guest list, including Josh Duhamel and Gavin DeGraw, which is so 2000s, it makes me want
to
die.
I loved Whitney's reactions to that. She was like, oh, and then like to Gavin DeGraw, she was like, oh, like so like, oh my God. Like,
Lauren says, so Josh funny. Duhamel's on here. And Whitney goes, oh, he is my love.
Yeah.
And I'm like, me, Whitney, me. And then you see Lauren writing out an invitation to Christina Aguilera.
So cool.
So as they're licking envelopes, Lauren brings up the Seinfeld episode where someone dies from glue poisoning from licking too many envelopes. And then she whispers, we so better get to go to this party.
You know, I feel like Lauren already looks different in this scene versus like when we first saw her. So either she toned her blonde a little darker. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it is, but she looks different already.
Or like highlights or something. I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
She looks like the Hills Lauren, not Laguna Beach Lauren.
I agree.
Yes.
Yeah. I agree.
The other thing I was going to say is I watch Whitney. So her and her husband have like a podcast where they do like recaps also. They did it all during COVID, so all of it's over. And Whitney actually said that she knew that she was applying for an internship, but part of the job description I said that they would be filming some sort of like fashion documentary. So she knew that she was filming something, but she didn't know it was Lauren's show until she walked in on this first day. Wow. And she's like, I saw Lauren Conrad and I was like, oh, I'm on her show. But how cool is that?
Like, so cool.
Yeah, that is really cool. And it really like weird for Whitney. You know what I mean? Like how weird. And so she genuinely got an internship at Teen Vogue.
Yes, she did. But knowing that like it was going to be for a TV show that was going to get filmed.
Okay, got it.
So whether it was like real Teen Vogue or MTV with Teen Vogue hiring this person, I think it was more of that.
I always got the feeling that Whitney was more actually working there than anybody else.
I always felt that way too. Yeah.
She did go to school. Like she was already doing this, so.
Right.
Yeah, I always had that feeling, especially because when she leaves the show, she's like going to do like bigger stuff. So I don't know.
She's all, just so freaking put together, okay, compared to, like, everybody else.
I know, but, God, I love Whitney, but she always sounds like she has cotton in her mouth, and it really drives me crazy.
What?
Like, it's her accent, and I, like, I love her. I do. I think she's lovely, but it does
irritate
me. Is
it the Valley Girl, or, like, what is it?
Yeah, what do you mean?
Like, when she says, like, the word something, she'll say something.
Oh, yeah. She does do the K. Yeah. But what is that?
it's, I don't know. It sounds like she has cotton in her mouth to me, but I don't know.
She still does that, by the way. It never went away because even on the podcast, I hear it all the time.
I know. And it does drive me crazy. It does bother me. There are people like in my life that talk like that and it drives me insane. Like it really, I just want to be like, it's a G. It's a G.
Where'd they get that though? Is that like a part of America?
I don't know. Where is Whitney from? I should look that
California.
Up. She's really from California? Hmm.
Yeah, I think her parents like are living there too and everything.
I don't know why, but I always thought she was from like Minnesota or somewhere like really random. I think it's because of the accent probably. I just like put that in my brain that she's from like some weird podunk town. So the next scene is Lauren and Heidi by the pool. And they're discussing Lauren's internship. And she tells Heidi that it's kind of fun work. And then she explains the invitations that they had to do. And Heidi asks her if she's going to be able to get them into that party. And Lauren says, no. Heidi then asks if she's going to ask. And Lauren says she's not going to mess up her internship and do something shady just to go to a party. Duh, Heidi.
Duh.
Yeah.
Like... It irritated me to no end that she's like, Lauren says no, and Heidi goes, well, are you going to ask? Like,
no,
I'm not. No. Like, absolutely not. And it's not even like Lauren hesitated. She was like, no, I cannot get you into this party.
I know I keep saying that, like, Heidi's is like free spirit and everything, but like, okay, she does suck, even as a friend.
She does.
Like, I mean, you can be free-spirited, but come on. Like,
yeah, come on. And you know. Lauren, like, just started this job, like, I mean, yesterday.
Yeah. In the context of this show, awful friend. But was she really this bad?
In real life?
Yeah, like, was she really wanting to ruin Lauren's, you know, internship by showing up at this party?
I don't think she wanted to ruin it.
Yeah, she just wanted to go.
Yeah, and she was just thinking of herself and how cool that would be.
Yeah.
But do you think she really needed Lauren to get her in?
Yeah. I mean, no one knew her at this point.
But I'm thinking like MTV setting something up. I don't know.
I don't think that MTV would have helped her get in. Like, I think they would have been like, ask Lauren.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
True. True, true. This is the beginning, and MTV wasn't really helpful back then, I believe, so. So then we're back to Whitney and Lauren at work, and they're chatting, and Lisa Love interrupts them, and she tells them that Whitney and Lauren are going to work the Young Hollywood party. And Whitney will be working the door, and Lauren will be guarding the VIP section. Lisa tells them to understand that they are working, not partying, not playing, not sitting. And she says if she finds them hanging out, they'll be gone.
She's so scary.
I know. So then we're finally at the Young Hollywood party, and we get a montage of red carpet arrivals, and it's Nicole Richie and Jonathan Bennett, who, if you don't know who that is, it's Aaron Samuels from Mean Girls. If you know, you know. I was like, hey, boy, hey. And then we see Paris Hilton as well. And so Blaine leads Lauren to her VIP section and tells her that her job is to stand there and make sure no one sits there. Simple.
Yep.
Her outfit and hair, like, to this party, so chic.
So, so amazing.
Classy. The bun. I'm like, I don't think I can ever do that bun. How do you do that?
Yeah.
Well, I think she had extensions in for sure because it was very large.
It was so slick, though. Like, there was not a hair out of place.
She looked amazing. She really did.
Yeah, she did.
Whitney and Lauren are communicating through their headsets, and we see Heidi, Jordan, Brian, and Audrina, and Heidi calls Lauren and tells her that they're standing outside. Can she get them into this party?
She is the worst.
I cannot believe that they did this.
I literally would have said absolutely not, go home.
I know, I hate that Lauren does it. Like, ugh, why?
Well, she definitely feels pressured to be like, cool, you know, but like, I just wouldn't have done it for anybody.
No, I wouldn't have.
I wouldn't have jeopardized my internship. No. So, but then I also would have had faith in my friends that they weren't going to be like total jerk offs, you know?
That's
so
true.
Yeah.
Get wasted. Yeah.
So Lauren looks panicked and then asks Heidi what she's doing. And Heidi says, we're trying to get in. We're trying to sneak in. And Lauren tells her she's not on the list. And Heidi says, no, just sneak us in. Lauren tells her that she doesn't want to get in trouble, but Whitney is working the door. So she'll see if she can get them in. Heidi tells her, just do whatever you can, please. And Lauren radios Whitney, and Whitney actually lets them through the door, and they bypass the paparazzi and get into the party. And I'm dying at this point.
because I'm so stressed.
Same. Such bad anxiety for her.
The fact that they walked past the red carpet is like insane. I remember being like, yeah. So Heidi immediately runs up and hugs Lauren, and Lauren tells her, "You guys cannot get me in trouble." And Brian's like, "You look stressed."
Ugh.
Oh, what absolutely awful, horrible, and shitty friends. I hate this. I hate it.
I even hated how Heidi ran up and gave her a hug and, like, made it so, like, look at me, I'm here. You know, like, I'd be like, don't talk to me, don't touch me, I'm working, you know.
I know, don't talk to me. Hated it. Yeah.
This reminded me of when we talked about Laguna Beach, when Lauren was working her internship and someone came in and hugged her.
When Steven came in.
Oh, Steven came Steven. In and hugged. She hugged Steven at her internship.
Okay, and you guys were all, it's okay.
She was that was awkward. So different. So that was different.
She was getting awkward. She wasn't working.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
That was at like a clothing shop, like a boutique. That wasn't at
a
VIP
young
party.
Party.
Way different.
You cannot call us out on that one.
No. So it's different because it's much bigger in scale.
This is a big deal. Okay.
And she's actually working. Lauren was getting off work at that time.
That's true.
Yeah. It's different.
Yep.
It's different. So then to make matters worse, her friends sit down in the VIP area that Lauren is supposed to be guarding. Heidi is then seen flirting with someone named Jean-Paul, and he's telling her that he doesn't have a girlfriend, so he's shopping around. And then Jordan's watching her, and he says, drama, drama, always drama. And Jordan goes over to Heidi, and they start fighting, and he tells her that this is the second time that Jean-Paul has done this, and that Heidi knows what he's saying to her, and he wants to get into her pants. And Heidi, very drunk, is like, I didn't do anything. I walked over there. I went to the bathroom. Calm down. Trying to do my best impressions here.
It's perfect.
It's good.
So Jordan tells her that next time, he's beating his ass.
Watch out, Jean-Paul.
I know. I'm like, I'm sure Jean-Paul's really quaking in his boots right now.
Yeah.
Blaine then comes over to Lauren and is like, what was the drama at the door?
But he asks it so, like, what's the tea, girl? Like, I know. What's happening?
And Lauren plays totally dumb, and she's like, there was drama at the door? And Blaine says, yeah, there was drama and fighting and fights and tears. Like, it's so good. Lauren says, oh, it was just them fighting, but you can see it's all better. And she, like, points them out.
I know. The way she said it, too, she was like, oh, yeah, they were just fighting. But you could see they're all there.
Yeah, it's just these two. They were fighting, but it's fine now. And meanwhile, Heidi and Jordan are, like, making out and canoodling. Like.
Yes.
So she tells Blaine, they fight a lot. It's okay.
It was so like, oh, pat, like, go away.
Yes.
You know? Okay, Lauren.
Yeah.
Then Lauren, after Blaine leaves, Lauren goes up to Jordan and Heidi, and she's like, you guys cannot fight in public.
I replayed that scene so many times because she literally walks over to them. She hunches over and she snaps at them and she goes, guys, she like scolds them. It is so funny. So funny.
Someone tells Lauren that she looks teary-eyed, and she's like, no, it's just frustrating when they show up, especially when you ask them not to. And I'm like, I totally feel Lauren right now because she just got in trouble, and I would be almost crying too.
Oh, yes. Like, oh, my gosh.
And I'm like so surprised that she's not screaming at them and telling them to get out.
Yeah.
So then Lisa Love shows up, and she's asking, who are all these people? And Lauren just starts naming her friends. Like,
why
Lisa Love actually
that?
Cares.
I know. Yeah.
She's like, well, that's Heidi, and that's Jordan.
I know.
Like, oh, Lauren. And Lisa tells her, no one should be sitting here. We'll talk about it on Monday. And,
That's bad.
We'll talk about it on Monday. That's
I would be freaking out.
I could not wait the weekend. Like,
no,
there's no way.
I would be a mess.
My anxiety would be bad.
Yeah.
So Lauren's like, get up, you guys, get up. And Audrina's like, is that who you work for? Why'd she get all mad? Then Whitney comes over and she's like, what happened? And Lauren tells her that Lisa said that they will talk about it on Monday. And Whitney looks incredibly concerned, and Lauren looks panicked, and everyone's starting to leave the party, and Lauren is just left there trying to pick up the pieces of her job as her friends absolutely ruined her first big event.
So sad.
And it just ends with Lauren looking upset and forlorn, but still having to work the party.
Ugh. Okay, but what a good cliffhanger ending for the first episode.
Yes.
Like, oh so my good. Gosh.
What a night, though, for Lauren.
Yeah.
Ugh. And then you have to continue working and pretending like nothing's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh.
It was so good. Like, it already had her working at this young Hollywood party. We see so many celebrities in it. And she has, like, a real job. Okay, I don't know if it was a real job. Who's going to man a VIP area that no one sits in? But, you know, them already creating drama out of that, it was perfect.
Perfect. It really was.
Chef's kiss.
I mean, MTV knew what they were doing for sure. But I will say, it's a totally different show than Laguna Beach.
Such a different vibe.
It has a totally different feel. It feels adult. It feels, and I mean, they're only 19.
Yes.
It shouldn't really feel that adult, but it does.
Yeah.
It feels like a totally different show. And I can totally see why people watch The Hills, but not Laguna.
Yeah.
I do think if you're a fan, you should always go back and watch Laguna. But I totally see why people just liked The Hills.
No, it makes sense. Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it's a great episode. It's fantastic. It sprinkles all of the seeds of things that we're waiting for.
Mm-hmm.
I just always leave feeling so bad for little Lauren, like trying to please everybody. And, you know, but I do think she learned her lesson. Do you think if this had not been MTV driven that she would have been forgiven at Teen Vogue?
I don't think so. If she didn't already have this position, like, set up through MTV,
I think she
would have
been fired.
Like, if this was a real job? I don't know about fired, but I think that they would, like, be mad.
She'd be in big trouble,
Yeah.
Or be like, you can't do events or something.
I mean, the one job they gave her was to guard the VIP section, and her friends were sitting there.
Her friends sit there. Like, I thought that she would be like, get up. She did try, but she wasn't adamant about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she even asked, can anybody sit there before the
reserve
party gets there? And they said no.
It was really weird because at one point Whitney was sitting there and Lauren was sitting herself. And I'm like, girls.
Yeah, what are you doing?
I'm like,
yeah.
Lisa said if she finds you sitting, it's going to be a problem.
Yeah.
Yeah,
like,
that was,
did
like,
y'all hear
list.
It? Because I heard it and I'm anxious about it. And apparently you're not. But yeah, I mean, the drama.
You know, I even felt like the episode, like, so far, I felt like the editing and, like, the filming itself was better than Laguna Beach.
Mm.
I don't know if it's just because I'm biased, but I was like,
no, I agree.
So good. You know, it just felt different.
I agree.
Yeah.
It's a totally different show. It is, like, they know, it was like they found their groove.
Just feels more professional all around.
Yeah, and I think Lauren is just, like, a flawless main character.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she's so easy to build stories around.
And I think that because she's, like, this responsible girl, small little things that they, like, put in her way, she actually feels pressured by them, you know?
Yes.
And it's, like, perfect TV.
Did you guys have a favorite outfit this episode?
Outfits. Okay. So Heidi's green bikini at the very beginning, so cute. Lauren, when they were at Geisha House, her look at dinner, so pretty. Lauren's first day at Teen Vogue outfit, and then Lauren's young Hollywood outfit. I'm telling you, like, fashion all around.
I know.
And we actually saw Lauren in her iconic, like, headband look already. She wore it to her first day at FITM.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't like it, though. That
no, I didn't like it.
I didn't like that one.
Yeah. What about you, Liz?
My main one was her dress and her hair at the end of the party. She just looks so pretty.
Just
all of it.
So chic.
Yes.
I loved that bun. Like, I just, it was incredible.
I wonder if she went to go get it done.
Probably. I would say maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
But yeah, I loved that outfit. I also loved her outfit when she first gets there with her ripped jeans and her white tank top and her ponytail. Just very Lauren.
Mm-hmm.
So I loved that too.
Okay, so funny because we just did season 3 of Laguna Beach and we were struggling, everybody.
I know.
Struggling every episode to get favorite outfits. And we all had, like,
different ones.
Yep.
It'd be like, maybe Rocky's top.
I know. I saw your outfit post today. Yeah. And I was like, so funny. My God.
I remember there was one episode where, Candace, your favorite was Jessica's earrings, I think. Like, it was like that.
It was bad, you guys. So funny. It was bad, you guys. We were, like, fashion starved.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you guys have a favorite moment from the episode or a favorite quote?
I loved every time, like, Lauren and Whitney were in the closet. It was, like, the closet's so chaotic, but just, like, how pure I feel like their friendship was and how genuine, like, none of them were, like, mean to each other, and they were just, like, genuinely there and going through this together. And Whitney's just so, like, fresh-faced and, like, she's not fat, but she's just got, like, that cute, like, youthful, like, baby fat in her face. So beautiful. Like, she's just so cute. I love
baby face, yeah.
Mine was pretty much the same. I said, like, when Lauren and Whitney first meet and when they're, like, filling out the invites together. Like, I just loved all of that so much.
You guys are Whitney fans.
We are.
I am.
I wasn't when I watched The Hills, but after, I'm like, she's so unproblematic. And
yeah,
I love her.
Whitney's okay. I don't mind her.
Okay, you're a Lauren only.
I'm a Lauren stan for sure.
Yeah.
My favorite moment was Heidi's school interview.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Because she didn't really go to school and she didn't really do anything. She just kind of went shopping. All right, that brings us to the end of episode 1. I am so pumped to finish this season and to do the rest of the show. And I even now I'm thinking about just where it all ends up and how crazy it is. But if you are tuning in from having listened to us do all of Laguna Beach, I am so grateful to you, and I hope that you keep listening and that you bring your friends to listen. And thank you so much for being here and listening to Millennial TV Season 4. That's it. That's all I got. Thank you so much for tuning in to Season 4 of Millennial TV and feeling the rain on your skin as we recap The Hills. If you're loving what you're hearing, make sure you drop a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Don't forget to hit subscribe on YouTube and to follow us on Instagram for weekly extras. Thank you so much for listening. We are Candace, Liz, and Adrian, your Millennial TV hosts, and we will see you next week.